it's been a fun 2 weeks. We went to Fremont and swam in their nice facility at their YMCA for YMCA State. Kids competed really well. We ended up fourth on the boys' side, sixth on the girls' side, which, you know, for the size of McCook is pretty impressive to me. I think the kids showed themselves really well. We took 21 kids down to Fremont, and kind of across the board, they were able to compete well and lots of firsts, and relays did well, I was just really happy with all their hard work, you know, throughout the season, and kind of culminating there at Fremont. Yeah, just to see them swim their best times of the season and have success was awesome.
Now, and you did take a couple of kids this past weekend and had another meet, didn't you?
Yep, so we took 9 kids then, or 10 kids, to Des Moines for the North Central Regional meet for the YMCA. So the state YMCA meet is, that's in Fremont, and that's all the teams from Nebraska that have YMCA teams compete there. And the qualifications for that, basically is to compete in 3 meets during the regular season. And then to get into the regional meet there in Des Moines, they have qualifying time, kind of like the state meet in high school. And so we were able to get 10 different swimmers to have qualifying times to get into that meet and compete down there, which was great. We were able to do relays on both the big boys and the big girl side. Asher Bennett, who's 7, made it. He competed in the 800 division and did really well down there, made it 4 different events. So he was able to swim in the 25 free and the 50 free and the 25 backstroke and the 50 backstroke, and really showed himself well down there and continued to improve his times. I think he swam past, you know, his best times of the season down there, so that was awesome. And then on the boys' side, we took the Spencer twins made it, Derek and Aaron. Blake Rodewald and Kevin Bantam, and so we were able to do relays there, and they all swim individual events. The Spencer boys swim the freestyle, and then Kevin made it in quite a few different events, from the 200 breaststroke to the 100 butterfly and the short free and the long free, and he had quite a full event list. And then Blake made it in a butterfly, and so that worked out well, and they all swim. I did the relays and competed, and were able to really work on that relay. That's probably what we'll see for high school next year, or at least has a shot at being our 200 free and 200 medley relay. And they were able to swim pretty good times at that meet and get a chance to swim, you know, kind of on a big stage. I really think going to that regional meet helped those kids to kind of have a chance to see kind of how big swimming can get, and how it's a huge meet and a huge facility. And with some of the best swimmers in the country, and so it really helps those kids to kind of settle down. And then when we come back to our state meets, they're, you know, they build their confidence and they swim well. On the girls' side, then we had the Renners, Izzy and Abby, and they qualified in a couple different events each. And then Leah Spencer qualified in a ton of events. Emma Graff qualified in the breaststroke. And then Tatum Ruffscop qualified in a couple different events. She's one of our younger female swimmers, just 12, and she was able to swim a couple relays and a bunch of events. And the girls really competed well. I think the best place of the weekend was Leah got second in the 200 free, and it was probably a little bit of a, she was in slower heat, was able to swim really well, and I think if she'd gone head-to-head with the girl, she would have edged her out, but kind of the luck of the draw. She got second in the 100 back, 50 in the 50 free, and that was kind of our high point winner. And then Kevin did really well on his side and came away with a fifth in the 200 breast and some top 8 times. And the relays did well. Our relays kind of got in that fourth, fifth slot and competed well with those other relays. So overall, it was a really successful weekend of McCook swimming in Iowa.
So this was the final meet, or could the kids move on to one more meet, or was this it?
So This is not the final meet, Rich. There is a national meet in North Carolina. There's a YMCA national meet, and we were close. Leah was about a tenth of a second off in her 50 free, and maybe a half second off in her 100 free for making those times to swim in that meet. But not a lot of kids make those times. There were, you know, I forget how many swimmers, maybe 500 swimmers at this meet were at in Des Moines, and then, you know, maybe 45 or 50 of those kids have times to get into North Carolina.
Well, hey, they give it a shot and wrap things up. I think this pretty much wraps everything up as far as your YMCA kids for the year, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll take a little bit of time off and kind of catch our breath. And the high school kids, of course, have been doing the track and competing in other sports and tennis. And so we'll kind of let them do those sports, and then we'll come back and have summer swim here in a month and a half or so.
And that's a pretty good schedule in itself for the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, we're kind of still working out the details on that. We know we'll have practice at the Y again, kind of figuring out what league we're going to swim with. But we'll get some good competitive swimming in and do some long course and swim at the state games. The kids went to the state games. They held that in Fremont as well. And that's long course, so that's a 50-meter pool they compete in there. So that was pretty exciting, and the kids were able to compete really well down there last year. And so we'll go back there and hopefully have more success.